Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Lee, every day it's something new, some shocking reminder of how the Iron Curtain, which used to hang over Russia, is now descending on Europe. It's going fast, actually. Meet the new, just deployed on Sunday, biometric exit entry system in the EU. Began on Sunday. Listen to this. You want to leave your country, say to go to another country. You want to return to your country. Well, there'll be a price for that. You have to turn over all of your personal data, your face print, your fingerprint to enter or exit your country. So at this point, if you don't want to turn that over to the government, you're a prisoner in your own country and you can't leave. Only one way in, only one way out. And it actually shows in the New York Times article that broke this. Your first time you go through this system, they take the fingerprint and the face print. It's called the entry-exit system, or the EES, began on Sunday. Scheduled to be rolled out at all border security checkpoints within the EU, including ports, airports, land crossings, over the next 6 months. They really are prisoners in their country.
Doesn't sound much like the European Union anymore, does it?
It sounds like something out of Orwell. They say it's going to be great. Super duper convenient. It will eventually lead to the elimination of passport stamping. It's part of a broad effort by the European Union to better secure its borders. What do you want to bet? I'm going to do the article. I'm waiting. I'm going to look for it. If you see it first, send it to me and I'll do it on the air. I'm going to wait for the part where the only people this doesn't apply to are the illegal migrants, because that's coming.
Yeah, we've seen this story before.
Yeah. No, they're saying, they're going to say, well, we know we got to do it. And this is where they're saying, well, you know, there's migrants here. Yes, because you let them in. Yeah, there's migrants here. And we need to secure, make sure, you know, that you can't move if you don't have your ID. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where the system will be in effect in its early days. They expect full implementation within 6 months. Here's what travelers should know, the New York Times says. They still need their travel documents and personal data so it can be matched the first time they try to leave or enter a country. It can be matched to their face print and to their fingerprint. So that you want to leave your country or you want to get back in, you're going to be treated like a criminal. You've got to be fingerprinted. In addition, the European Union says to making border checks more efficient, EES will be able to identify people who've overstayed. And those traveling on fake documents, yeah, but they won't care because those would be illegal immigrants. At the initial collection, passport officers will take a photo of the traveler's face and scan their fingerprints. After that, the passport control officers will verify a traveler's identity using their face print and their fingerprint. So you're going to have to supply both as you move in and out of your country like a criminal. Children under 12 will not be fingerprinted. I guess that's a coming of age thing now. It's really horrifying. Especially when you match that with, I mean, we were feeling so sorry for that, at least I was last week, when it was announced that you need a national digital ID card in the UK, which is not part of the EU, but I guess if they want to leave it and go to another part of the EU, then they'll have to be treated like a criminal too. But they were, it was announced last week, and if you actually see the card, there's something that gives you a gut punch. UK Daily Mail, in an article on it, had a picture of it, and it's got a check. And it says, right to rent. Wait, you can't rent an apartment, a home, a roof over your head without a digital ID? No. No, your newly created right to rent is tied to your digital ID. What if you want to buy a car? Sorry, right to buy a car, that's on the digital ID. Got to present it. What about your right to rent a car? Same. What about your right to buy a home? Same. Right to purchase a home? Nope, can't do it without a digital ID. Not allowed. What about your newly created right to work? Yep, digital ID. If you look at the UK Daily Mail story, it's got like a picture of what this will look like on your phone, and it literally says right there, it's got a check mark, right to work, which you don't have unless you have a digital ID. Why do they want this? It's the basis for the social credit system in China. They call it a key to the internet. You can't get on or off or use any sites without it. So your entire life is cataloged in a digital file and monitored. It's really scary. I mean, it truly is. The only thing standing between us and this is Donald J. Trump.
Do they have a check that says right to vote?
Oh, no, you do. I don't know. It's supposed to be used for voting. I didn't see that in the mock-up. I mean, it's right to work, right? But I don't know. Maybe.
Well, if it did, then the New York Times would probably be critical of this.
You know, that's interesting. To see if they would be. That's interesting. Well, lest you think, those poor Brits, those poor EU citizens, thank God that's not happening. Oh, wait. That's not happening here in South Carolina? You tell me. It's very sneaky. The device I just described to you is called BritCard. And up until that last week, there was no national ID in Britain until this was announced that everyone would have to have this, every adult, right? Well, what about the U.S.? This is from RFK Jr.'s Children's Defense publication. Is national ID, digital ID, coming to the U.S.? Well, thank God we're not like the U.K., except we are. Although the U.S. does not have a national identification card, the U.K. did not have one either until digital ID was introduced. The U.K. scrapped national ID in 1952, but readopted it last week. Well, do we have a system like that? Yes, we do. And it's very sneaky. Brace, who's a political activist, freedom activist, said Real ID is really a national ID system for America currently disguised as a state driver's license with a star. The American people really have no idea that what's in their pocket is a national ID, and they have no idea that the Department of Motor Vehicles offices are planning to digitize them. It's part of a two-step process toward a national ID, he said. And look at me, what a fool. I've already got my Real ID in my pocket, in my wallet.
Well, you have that right to fly, Tara.
Yes, it's important. By the way, a friend of mine pointed out to me, she just flew to Israel, that you can also fly still using your passport. And I looked it up, and that will be the case until 2027 when you are going to need the Real ID. But for now, you either need the Real ID or the passport.
Which I have neither.
Yeah. So here's where this gets crazy, right? It's a two-step process. You get the Real ID because you want to fly. And as of May, you need that or a passport to fly. Okay. So you get, maybe you don't have a passport, especially if, you know, because passport takes a couple months to get. So I could see someone getting Real ID because it's faster, right? Then you don't think anything of it. Well, then you just hit phase two where they digitize your Real ID. And guess what? You're just like the Brits.
Or China.
And what is that called? It's called Senate Bill 731. Already filed this year in our state legislature. To digitize your Real ID. When I read this in RFK's publication, I went, oh, that's not going on in South Carolina. I mean, I would have heard about it. No, it is. I have it right here. It's 371. They're calling this contraption a mobile driver's license. How very special. They also refer to it as a mobile special identification card. It's special, all right. It's an electronic identification card issued by the Department of Motor Vehicles, accessible on mobile electronic communications devices. It includes all the information found on a printed hard copy special identification card. Here's where this gets interesting, is down in section D, which says that and it's still voluntary, okay, for now. It's still voluntary for now. It says when it becomes, when you, you know, basically you go there, you ask for it. It then takes, the mobile ID takes precedence over the printed ID. In other words, it is your main ID form. Yeah. And that bill is already filed. It's still active. Wasn't passed, thank God, but is still active. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm thinking a couple of things. You pointed this out yesterday about how your Social Security card says...
Not for identification, not to be used for identification purposes. That's what my original Social Security card says.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like that in this law. So even though it's voluntary, we're already seeing it's quasi-mandatory to fly and will be mandatory to fly by 2027. You either need it or a passport right now. There's nothing to stop anybody, including social media, from requiring you or Gmail or whatever, you know, websites you want to start for your business or continue to maintain for you to turn one of these over. There's nothing requiring that. You know exactly what's going to happen. He's right. RFK's right. This is going to become a national ID. And there's nothing in this bill to stop that or protect anybody from this. So he was right. I'm very surprised. I really thought, oh, well, I'm sure this isn't going on in South Carolina. And it is. So I'm not sure we're that different from the Brits. And I mean, I totally can see a day when we will have to turn over a digital ID to get a job, or probably sooner than later. But we need something more than this bill to at least begin to safeguard this. And folks, never forget, our governor, former governor Nikki Haley, ran on, you know, asked, what's the first thing you're going to do? Oh, digital ID. Yeah, like in your first day in office? Yeah, totally, she said. Nobody anonymous allowed on the internet anymore. You're going to have to get an ID. You're going to have to verify who you are. So don't think they're not already thinking about this, including Republicans. Thank God she didn't win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, this next story is a cautionary tale. Our pathetic test subject is Senator Lindsey Graham, who thinks he's part of the in club, but is actually one big chump. Lindsey Graham is a cautionary tale. Lindsey Graham, victim of spying, which he wants everyone to know that Jack Smith spied on him, that the FBI spied on him under Joe Biden. Why? Because that makes it seem like he's on Team Trump. So he's been all over the television, banging his fist, talking about how spying on people is, you know, wrong. Who spied on him again? Jack Smith. Oh, well, that's weird. As soon as I heard that, I went, wait a minute. I can remember lighting up Lindsey for voting for Jack Smith's very fake and totally illegitimate criminal investigation against Donald Trump. I can remember him funding it because it was a separate line item in the CR. Wait. You're telling me that guy watched Lindsey Graham vote to fund the criminal persecution and prosecution of Donald J. Trump. This is after the Mar-a-Lago raid. Understand. So we are fully aware. We fully understand what they're doing to Trump. We know how fake it is. Lindsey Graham voted to fund it? Yeah. And Jack Smith thought he was such a chump, he turned the investigation against Lindsey. Yeah. That's how it always ends with totalitarians. Never ends differently. Not if they go far enough. So I was about to fall off my chair yesterday laughing when I heard Lindsey Graham with Kristen Welker, NBC, screaming bloody murder about the unfairness of the Jack Smith investigation, which he conveniently admits he voted for. Can you imagine having friends like that? Like Lindsey Graham? After watching the Mar-a-Lago raid, the fakeness of all those charges, votes to continue funding the Jack Smith operation out of the FBI. You know the one. The one Lindsey's really mad about now because the FBI spied on 92 different Republican entities, basically the leaders of every single Republican organization in the whole country. And I guarantee you, had Her Highness won, or Joe Biden, they'd be facing the same kangaroo court lawfare and going to prison just like Trump. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, here's Lindsey Graham complaining about being surveilled by the same investigation he voted to fund. Again, he conveniently omits that as he's assuring you of his victim status.
Do you think that crosses a line between the Justice Department being independent from the executive branch?
I think our Justice Department, in the hands of Biden, crossed every line there is to cross. I think within 3 days of announcing he was going to run for president in 2024, he did that in 2022.
But what about Trump?
He had
but
91
Senator, what about
indictments.
Trump? What about
Trump? Now, I think the grand jury's going to take care of this, but you didn't care any about this. You didn't care that Letitia James made up charges that no one's ever faced.
But Senator Biden Bragg never made publicly charges called no one for ever Trump faced. To be indicted.
He had 90. Biden regretted that they didn't do it before the election. Jack Smith surveilled my phone records and 8 other senators. Jack Smith introduced his brief against Trump October the 24th before the 2024 election, violating every protocol just to politicize the election. So this may bother you that people are being held accountable. It doesn't bother me one damn bit.
He funded it. Oh my God. He funded it. He voted to fund. And it gets even worse. He also rewarded that same FBI that he's whining and complaining about with a brand new headquarters. He voted to fund that too. That guy. There's a reason he gets booed in his own home county. There's a reason we've gotten a mailer from him for the first time. There's a reason we got a door knocker for the first. Did you get a door knocker from Lindsey Graham? Yeah, he's at 43% approval. Not good for a sitting senator. He can't get to 50%. There's a reason for that. And when the door knocker came by, she's really curious. I was like asking him some questions to see if he was paid or not. Like, did he actually know anything about Lindsey Graham? It was a little, very nice black kid. He didn't know anything about Lindsey Graham. He just wanted me to have the flyer because he was paid. That's really sad. But there's a lesson here I don't want us to miss while we're making fun of Lindsey. By the way, all of this is why he can't come on this show. I actually know his record. He knows I do. That's why he'll never sit in this chair. He'll never be here. He'll never call in. But anyway, there's a cautionary tale here. I've told you for many years about the cadets. They could have stopped things in pre-Soviet Union parliament. They were very much like the modern Republican Party, kind of moderate, definitely not Marxist, thought they could pay off the Marxist to leave them alone. So during the time when it began to be fashionable to throw acid in cops' faces, they had an organization, by the way, very similar to Black Lives Matter, except it was just anti-cop because everyone was white. And the cadets thought that if they funded it, because it was very popular, like Black Lives Matter, I think Black Lives Matter was actually modeled after it. They thought if they funded it, if they backed the Marxists, that they'd be okay. Nobody would ever spy on them. No one would ever persecute them. They just, you know, go ahead and fund the persecution of whoever those Marxist lunatics wanted to target, and they'd be left alone for being a good pet, a good poodle. Didn't work out, did it? You ever heard the word cadet before? Yeah, that's because they're all dead. Or they had to flee the country in terror. The ones that got out. That's what happens when you fund your political enemies, figuring they'll leave you alone, figuring you're part of the club. Guess Lindsey wasn't part of the club, was he? How pathetic. But, you know, while we're on the subject of Lindsey Graham's outrage, let's go through the things that Lindsey Graham didn't care about. And folks, when you look at this, you know, we learned about the surveilling of the eight senators last week, just, you know, their phone calls, their locations, all of that, where they were talking to each other. We learned about that. But folks, remember, this is just a small part of what happened. Like, headline, just the news. That's John Solomon. Devin Nunes accuses DOJ of seeking blackmail material during Russia probe after bombshell revelation. So remember, he was head of the Intel Committee, and they were spying on him with an attempt to blackmail him, he believed. Another headline, DOJ snooped on House Intelligence Committee investigators during the Russia probe subpoenas show. Here's another headline, this one, January 17, 2024. Alarming surveillance. Feds asked banks to search private transactions for terms like MAGA, Trump, Bible, and gun. They were having the banks compile lists for them. Wonder what they were going to use those for. Thank God they didn't win. We didn't have to find out. Here's another headline, January 17, 2024. Senator Josh Hawley blasts Mayorkas, who was head of the Department of Homeland Security, for funding propaganda to counter conservatives online. I guess we weren't censored enough. Next headline, this is one of my favorites. Again, all of this, where was Lindsey? Where was Lindsey? Headline, whistleblower, James Comey and FBI. I'm sorry, James Comey had FBI honeypot spies infiltrate Trump's 2016 campaign. So folks, James Comey, this is so much more than just lying on the application of the FISA court. That's perjury, by the way, for the rest of us, a felony. No, Comey was at this way before. By the way, he personally handled the honeypot operation. He figured he could get some of these women to sleep with Trump and he could blackmail them. Oh, there's that word again, blackmail. Where was Lindsey? But all of a sudden, he's a victim. Okay, cool. Yeah, tell us how you're a victim again, Lindsey. Might want to look up cadet. They spell it with a K, K-A-D-E-E-T, to see what happens when you fund people who persecute you in the hopes they'll leave you alone. Doesn't end well. Nah, it's best to fight like hell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have
no stores.
That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner, in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, you gotta love this. Columbus Day, right? Yesterday? That's what Americans call it. Democrats call it Indigenous Peoples Day. So does Diana Presley. You remember that member of the squad? Bald. Took to social media on Monday to write this. We are all on stolen land. And while Republicans try to whitewash American history, we acknowledge our country's role in inflicting trauma on our Indigenous neighbors. The Boston Congresswoman wrote on X. Well, that sparked a backlash with people demanding she give up her, are you ready for this? $1.1 million Martha's Vineyard summer home. Wait a minute. Martha's Vineyard summer home? $1.1 million? Doesn't she represent Boston? Yeah, she lives in a low-income rental complex in Boston. Sure she does. No, she lives on Martha's Vineyard. Guarantee it. So let me get this straight. She represents Boston, where she rents a low-income unit, you know, pretending to be street, while actually owns a $1.1 million property on Martha's Vineyard. How do these people get so rich so fast? I don't know, but I didn't know this. I just read it in the UK Daily Mail. Representative Ayanna Pressley and her husband, Harris, who spent 10 years in prison for drug trafficking, also own a two-unit rental property in Mattapan, a low-income area in South Boston. 10 years in prison for drug trafficking. Have you noticed how criminal adjacent these Democrats are? No. It gets better. And then you got Big Tish James. Have you seen this? You know, she of the mortgage fraud. The woman who has a very real problem since she signed a document saying that she was domiciled in New York because you have to by law to be the attorney general there. But she also signed under penalty perjury another mortgage document saying she was domiciled in Virginia. In fact, she intended to use this as her primary residence. Yeah, it's a problem. It's kind of a big problem for her. Yeah, well, guess who just turned up in that fraudulently obtained rental home. Her niece living at the home that is the center of Letitia James fraud indictment. In other words, Letitia's not living there. Was just exposed as a, get this, fugitive from justice in North Carolina with a years-long rap sheet. Okay, so let me get it straight. Letitia James, who herself is under investigation for fraud, who tried to put Trump in prison for fraud, is harboring a fugitive in her own home? You can't make this up. James reportedly allowed her, this is a UK Daily Mail, her grandniece, Nakia Thompson, along with Thompson's three children, to live in the three-bedroom property in Norfolk. She's been there since 2020. Now, in an embarrassing twist for Donald Trump's nemesis, Daily Mail has discovered that Thompson is officially listed as an absconder who is being sought by authorities in North Carolina for failing to finish her probation. So she's got convictions for assault and battery, trespassing, burglary, child abuse, child endangerment, and larceny over $200. So she sounds like a great person. The 36-year-old told a grand jury in June that she's been living rent-free at James' home. Okay, so let me get this straight. Commits fraud to purchase said home is the Attorney General, Chief Prosecutor of New York State, but is harboring a fugitive. Isn't that illegal? Well, they're Democrats. Laws don't apply to them. As Barack Obama explained earlier in the show, that's just a little bit of street crime. Yeah, when we ding up ICE upside the head with bricks, threaten their wives, show up in their living rooms. Yes, they're doing breaking and entering now. And ram their cars and box them in. That's just a little bit of street crime. And it's never appropriate in a democracy to call in the military, he said. I'm still not over that, can you tell? In fact, I'm going to end the show with it because I just can't play it enough times. So we moved the ball now from mostly peaceful but sometimes fiery to, yeah, we're committing street crime. So what of it?
When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection,
Or a terrorist act.
Or a terrorist act. Mm. That is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
Yeah, democracy is just one big brick upside the head. Have a great rest of the day. See, Lee, it's not crime if it's part of a Democrat protest. Okay. All right, it is crime, but it's also a Democrat protest.
Oh, okay.
So you can't stop it. Remarkable statement from Barack Obama and J.B. Pritzker overnight. You know, the Democrat governor of Illinois. That you should not, admitting that Democrats and their, you know, associated street thugs are committing crime out there on the streets of Chicago and Portland. They are, but it's like not a big deal. We shouldn't deploy the military to stop them. This is what the Democrats' position has shifted to, from, hey, it's just mostly peaceful protests, don't mind the building burning behind me, yeah, to, all right, it is crime, but we should be able to do it because we're mad. These are the same people who pretend to be so horrified by January 6th that it's worse than 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, which they have actually said. Never mind, the only thing damaged was Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Right. Okay. So let me re-update, because this is incredible what's happening here, and a lot of folks focusing on the Middle East, and they're missing this. Okay, first, this is chilling, okay? J.B. Pritzker telling ICE agents, look, a time is coming, and fairly rapidly, telling ICE agents in Chicago, who, by the way, have been there for over 100 years. They used to be called INS, but, Google. 100 years. And before that, they said they were there doing immigration enforcement. Before that, they just weren't called the INS. So this is not new. J.B. Pritzker threatening to arrest ICE agents because a day is coming when Trump can't protect them anymore. Now, notice he doesn't say arrest them for what? Enforcing federal law?
Yeah.
I don't know. Objecting to having a $10,000 bounty on your head? I don't know.
The tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that, but they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run. We're just talking to the state's attorneys and to the attorney general of the state of Illinois about how they can go at this.
Yeah, just put them in prison, because that's what Democrats do. They don't like you. You get in the way of their illegal immigrant voter drive, which is illegal. And they just put you in prison, I guess, for defending yourself.
Well, defending the Constitution, for one thing. Because you're talking about federal employees here.
If Obama and Pritzker don't like federal law, they want open borders, run on that. change the law, sponsor legislation, you know, democracy, as they call it. Now, listen to this. I'm going to replay the heck out of this. This is crazy. This is Barack Obama admitting Democrats are committing street crime, admitting this, but saying, well, you know, but it's just not fair to send in the military.
As I listen to this, I hear two things. One,
sorry,
ISIS
this, I had the wrong clip. One wrong clip here. Here we go.
When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection or
a terrorist act,
or a terrorist act, that is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
That makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that's almost on a level with a Kamala Harris word salad there.
Except it
has
Barack
meaning. Obama's better than that. He's slipping because he used to be pretty slick.
Well, nope. He's admitting now. They're very casual about this. Before it was, well, it's mostly peaceful. Yeah, we're out there committing crime, but you shouldn't use the military to stop us. It's not fair. Well, what kind of crime? Well, crime against ICE. Well, no, like really what kind of crime? Because we can actually enumerate it. Because we're in court right now fighting over whether the National Guard can stop Democrats from attacking federal ICE buildings and agents. What kind of crime? Well, there's an actual list. Federal officers assaulted with rocks, bricks, pepper spray, and incendiary devices. Some have been hospitalized. Just a little Democrat street crime.
You know, I'm old enough to remember another Democrat governor that fought federal troops coming in. His name was Governor George Wallace.
Yeah. Can you imagine if the other side had argued, hey, you know, we're just going to throw some bricks here and put some people in the hospital. But it's just a little bit of crime. It's totally normal. Damaged federal property, blocked means of ingress and egress. These are just a little bit of street crime, so we're clear. Rammed occupied law enforcement vehicles off the road. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of Democrat street crime, no big deal. Slashed tires, threatened and doxed ICE agents and their families. And their families. Yeah, just call the wife. Break-ins at the home of ICE agents? Wow, somebody dig into that.
Yeah.
That's new. They're breaking in now? Tell us again, Obama. Just a little bit. Just a little street crime. Yes, nothing like finding Antifa in your living room.
Yeah.
When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection, Or
a terrorist act.
Or a terrorist act.
Mm.
That is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
They rammed, 10 of them, rammed the ICE agents' cars off the road, surrounded them, and one pulled a gun. Just a little street crime.
This is the normalization of crime that they approve of against people they oppose.
Yep.
That's what he's trying to do.
Break-ins at homes of officers and a $10,000 bounty for Border Patrol tactical commander. Just a little street crime. Look, Lee, you got to have a sense of humor about life. I mean, just because somebody puts a $10,000 price in your head, come on, lighten up.
Yeah, it's going to be real funny when one of these Antifa clowns breaks into some ICE member's home who are armed. And drop them right there?
I hope so.
How funny is that going to be is what I want to ask them.
I hope they drop them on the hardwood so they don't have to replace the carpet and go to that expense.
Because that's where this is leading up to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Obama's flaming that. He is fanning the flames of that.
Yeah, I know.
And this is just how.
Well, Pritzker is as well.
Yeah. Don't do your job. Might arrest you. And that's if we don't get you in your living room. This is who they are now. And think about this. One of the scariest things last week, Greg Bovino, the guy with the $10,000 price tag on his head. By the way, there's more than one agent. He's just the one we know about. The scariest part was the $2,000 part, quite frankly, because that was the reward for kidnapping him and extracting information from him. And that's why he was on Fox News going, how do you think they plan to do that? Well, torture, obviously. Just a little street crime. Don't make us mad. So this is degenerating rapidly. But you know what it is? It's Exhibit A. Why we need the military. What has changed here with the Democrat? Because this is not normal, okay? Obama's acting like, yeah, we've always broken into their living rooms. We've always threatened and doxed their wives. What are you talking about? It's democracy. Do you even hear yourself? Meanwhile.
Positively tone deaf.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here's the Illinois speaker. Okay, keep in mind, I played the audio last week from the ICE director of the building we're talking about here, Broadview, right? Do you realize they throw flammable incendiary devices, that's homemade bombs, right? Molotov cocktails, yeah, through the windows of the ICE facility, which they have smashed out. That is why Trump moved in a, it's not a permanent fence, it's one of those that you can deploy around the building, I don't know what you call it. The Illinois speaker did a press conference standing in front of it, likening it to the Berlin Wall. So they're mad they can't smash the windows out with, you know, inflammatory devices.
And an American president actually ordered an iron fence to be erected in an American city. Just as the Berlin Wall did in 1961, this fence stands as a symbol of division. Mr. Trump, tear down this fence now.
Oh, you mean like the one that was around the White House when Biden was in office and they put up extra fencing and moved it back so that you couldn't get close to the real fence?
Might have been the actual same fence. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, that was cool, though. That was fine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Again, Senator Eric Schmidt explains there is nothing going on in Chicago or anywhere else in terms of ICE agents being on the ground and deporting people that has not been going on for 100 years. This is not new. Democrat violence is new.
What's happening with the assault on ICE officers is truly shocking. Deportations are nothing new. Bill Clinton deported 12 million people. 12 million people. You didn't see this. The radicalization that's happened on the left that plays out with political violence is real.
Bill Clinton, if you Google that, he deported a million people. And then the other 11 million, he's actually using Trump's almost exact policy at the border of, hey, if you show up here, we caught you. Let us deport you. If you agree to be deported, we'll put you on a plane right now and you won't have to have an immigration hearing, which would then lead to you not being able to get a visa later. 11 million people agree to that, but it's just a different form of deportation. But yes, he deported 12 million people. Totally normal, right? I mean, they're acting like this has never been done before and they have a right to respond with violence, including breaking into the homes of ICE agents, threatening and doxing their wives or kids. Just a little Democrat street cred. Nice. Yes.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.